As I approached the object in the distance, it became gradually clearer. It was the Beta capsule, floating just a few centimeters above the ground, spinning clockwise. The cataclysm had destroyed everything in the sector that could be destroyed. But artifacts were indestructible, just like the gate. "It's the Beta capsule!" Shoto shouted. "It must have been thrown over here by the force of the blast! You can use it to become Ultraman and fly up to the gate!" I nodded, raised the capsule over my head, then pressed the button on the side to activate it. But nothing happened. "Shit," I muttered, realizing why. "It won't work. It can only be used once a day." I stowed the Beta capsule and started to scan the ground around me. "There must be other artifacts scattered around here," I said. I began to run along the perimeter of the castle foundation, still scanning the ground. "Were any of you guys carrying artifacts? One that would give me the ability to fly, or levitate, or teleport?" "No," answered Shoto. "I didn't have any artifacts." "My Sword of the Bahir was an artifact," H said, "but it won't help you reach the gate." "But my chucks will," Artemis said.
"Your chucks?" I repeated.
"My shoes. Black Chuck Taylor All-Stars. They bestow their wearer with both speed and flight."
"Great! Perfect!" I said. "Now I just have to find them."
I continued to run forward, eyes sweeping the ground. I found H's sword a minute later and added it to my inventory, but it took me another 5 minutes of searching before I found Artemis's magic sneakers near the south end of the crater. I put them on, and they adjusted to fit my avatar's feet perfectly. "I'll get these back to you, Artie," I said, just as I finished lacing them up. "Promise."
"You better," she said. "They were my favorites."
I took 3 running steps, leapt into the air, and then I was flying. I swooped up and around, then turned back toward the gate, aiming straight for it. But at the last moment, I banked to the right, then arced back around. I stopped to hover in front of the open gate. The crystal doorway hung in the air directly ahead, just a few yards away. It reminded me of the floating door in the opening credits of the original Twilight Zone.
"What are you waiting for?" H shouted. "The Sixers could show up any minute now."
"I know," I said, "but there's something I need to say to all of you before I go in."
"Well," Artemis said, "spit it out. The clock is ticking, fool."
"Okay, okay," I said. "I just wanted to say that I know how the three of you must feel right now. It isn't fair the way this has played out. We should all be entering the gate together. So before I go in, I want you guys to know something. If I reach the egg, I'm going to split the prize money equally among the four of us." Stunned silence.
"Hello," I said after a few seconds. "Did you guys hear me?"
"Are you insane?" H asked.
"Why would you do that, Z?"
"Because it's the only honorable thing to do," I said. "Because I never would have gotten this far on my own. Because all four of us deserve to see what's inside that gate and find out how the game ends. And because I need your help."
"Could you repeat that last bit, please?" Artemis asked.
"I need your help," I said. "You guys are right. This is my only shot at clearing the third gate. There won't be any second chances for anyone. The Sixers will be here soon, and they'll enter the gate as soon as they arrive. So I have to clear it before they do on my first attempt. The odds of me pulling that off will increase drastically if the three of you are backing me up, so what do you say?"
"Count me in, Z," H said. "I was planning to coach your dumbass anyway."
"Count me in too," said Shoto. "I've got nothing left to lose."
"Let me get this straight," Artemis said. "We help you clear the gate, and in return, you agree to split the prize money with us?"
"Wrong," I said. "If I win, I'm going to split the prize money with you guys, regardless of whether you help me or not. So helping me is probably in your best interest."
"I don't suppose we have time to get that in writing," Artemis said.
I thought for a moment, then accessed my POV channel's control menu. I initiated a live broadcast so everyone watching my channel, my ratings counter said I currently had more than 200 million viewers, could hear what I was about to say.
"Greetings," I said. This is Wade Watts, also known as Parzival. I want to let the whole world know that if and when I find Halliday's Easter egg, I hereby vow to split my winnings equally with Artemis, H, and Shoto. Cross my heart and hope to die. Gunter's honor, pinky swear, all of that crap. If I'm lying, I should be forever branded as a gutless, sixer-filleting punk. As I finished the broadcast, I heard Artemis say, "Dude, are you nuts? I was kidding." "Oh," I said. "Right. I knew that." I cracked my knuckles, then flew forward into the gate, and my avatar vanished into the whirlpool of stars.